All right, two or three more poems from this book, and then I'll read a few new poems. It's called God, the Broken Lock, and it actually, this poem evolved out of an exercise that a friend of mine had given me, the poet Rick Jackson, and the idea was that we were going to write each other's, we were going to write self-portraits, but as each other. So his is actually, there is a poem in one of his books, which is called Self-Portrait of a Rivard by Richard Jackson. This one is simply called God, the Broken Lock, and it is Rick Jackson's self-portrait. Maybe. I've died enough by now, I trust, just what's imperfect or ruined. I mean God, God who is in the stop sign, asking to be shotgunned, the ocean that evaporates even as we float. God, the bent nail and broken lock. And God, the hangnail, the hangnail. And a million others might be like me. Our hopes a kind of illegal entry, a belief in smashed windows, every breakage like breaking and entering into a concert hall, the place my friend and I crawled into an air shaft and later fell asleep. After breakage, there is always sleep. We woke to gospel hymns from the dressing room below, songs commending embrace to the fists and return to the prodigal. And hasn't my luck always been a shadow, stepping out, stretching? I mean, I trust what breaks. A broken bone elicits condolence. And the phone call sounds French if the transmission fritzes, and our brains are blessed, desirable brains are composed of infinitesimal magnets, millions of them, a billionth of a milligram in weight, so they make us knock our heads against hard walls. When we pushed through the air vent, the men singing seemed only a little surprised, slightly freaked. Three of them in black tuxes, and the fourth in red satin, crimson, lit up like a furnace trimmed with paisley swirls, the furnace of a planet, or of a fantastic ocean liner crisscrossing a planet we've not discovered yet, a fire you might love to be thrown into. That night, they would perform the songs half the country kept on its lips for half the day. Songs mostly praising or lamenting or accusing some loved one of some beautiful, horrendous betrayal or affection. But dressing, between primping and joking about their thinning afros, they sang of Jesus, Jesus who said, split a stick and you shall find me inside. It was the winter we put on asbestos gloves and flame-proof stuck our hands in the fireplace adjusting logs. Jesus, we told them, left no proof of having sung a single note. And that, said the lead singer, is why we all are sinners. What he meant was, we are all like the saints on my neighbor's lawns, whose plaster shoulders and noses, chipped cloaks and tiaras have to be bundled in plastic sheets each winter, blanketed from the wind and the cold. That was what he meant, though I couldn't know it then. It's a very familiar image, actually, from my childhood and from some of the towns that I've lived in around Boston, that people have these kinds of plaster statues of saints or of Mary and do bundle them up in plastic for the winter. It's kind of sweet, actually.